The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Indeed, and we are joined now by Michigan's Governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Governor Whitmer, good morning.
Good morning.
4 years ago, here on Mackinac Island, at this conference, we heard for the first time those famous words, fix the damn roads. Who could have imagined what the next 4 years would be like? So many obstacles, and yet the roads are being fixed, aren't they?
We're making progress. You know, there are orange barrels everywhere. You can't undo decades of underinvestment in a span of 4 years or even 8 years, but we're making real progress. 13,000 lane miles so far, over 900 bridges. By the end of the year, that number is going to be a lot bigger. And with Secretary Buttigieg here yesterday, you can see that we are working along with the federal government, the local level, to make sure that we're expediting and leveraging every dollar to get the best outcome for people.
We've never seen a time like this when there is so much federal money available to local municipal governments, to county governments, to state government. So it's sort of a once-in-a-generation thing. You got to make sure that that money gets used wisely, right?
It's true, and that's why we've created the Office of Infrastructure to make sure that we're accountable, we're transparent, that we are leveraging. When we dig, we want to dig once and do as much work as we can, whether it's rebuilding water infrastructure under the ground or laying the high-speed internet cable that needs to happen, or just simply rebuilding roads and bridges. So it's an exciting time. We've got a lot to do, there's no question, but you can really see progress. And I hope that your listeners know, when you see those orange barrels or cones, slow down. There's hardworking women and men risking their lives on the side of the road to rebuild it, and it's a sign of progress.
We tend to curse those orange barrels because they slow us down, but you're right, it is progress. And there is talk of maybe even, if not increasing fines, maybe putting in some automated measures to ticket those that speed in those zones.
Yeah, we've sadly seen too many lives lost because people are distracted or they're driving too fast in a construction zone, and that's why, you know, we're working with industry to take additional steps to keep people safe. But remember, every orange barrel you see is a job, and I think that's an important piece as well. You know, we have a tendency to go from, you know, griping about potholes to griping about construction, but construction's productive, and it's a good sign.
Speaking of infrastructure, the Enbridge Energy Line 5 pipeline, we're right here at the Straits of Mackinac. You can look out the window and see, you know, where that pipeline is. You've vowed to halt that whole thing. Where do things stand right now with Line 5?
Well, what I want to do is get the oil out of the water, right? So that pipeline is it's supposed to be on the bed of the lake, but in some places it's floating above the bed, which means it is a ticking time bomb. Anyone who's watching out here can see these freighters going back and forth, and sometimes they're dragging an anchor and don't even know it. And that's the worry, is that there's a rupture of one of these pipelines. They were only supposed to be there for 50 years. It's almost 75 now. They have been hit by anchors, and thankfully not torn, but it is a real risk, and that's why, you know, our departments are continuing to expedite and work to give permits for the tunneling, but the fundamental problem is getting the pipeline out of the water as quickly as possible.
Talking with Governor Gretchen Whitmer, this has been such a weird budget year because you're dealing with budget surplus, you're dealing with tax surplus. Again, like I said, a once-in-a-generation situation with all this money to spend, but it's not easy to know exactly how to refund that money to taxpayers, and that's one of the big stumbling blocks right now, isn't it?
Well, I think the key is people do need some relief, and we have the resources to provide that. The question is, what does that look like, and what's going to be the fastest way to do that? That's what I'm most concerned with. The legislature sent a package a few weeks ago. It didn't even take effect until 2023. That's not relief. You know, that's a talking point. That's not real action to help people. I do see some glimmers of hope with the legislature. We're negotiating right now. They want to give relief. I want to give relief. I'm confident we're going to find some common ground and do something that will help people who are struggling to fill up their tank or to buy groceries.
Is that going to come in the form of a $500 refund to taxpayers?
That's what I've suggested. I mean, it really is the quickest way we can help folks. I don't know, you know, that's ultimately where we land, but I think it is the smartest way to do it in a way that's meaningful and helps people that really are struggling right now.
speaking of relief at the pump, we are near $5 a gallon now. I never thought we'd see something like that. Is it time to think about suspending the state gas tax?
I think the sales tax on gas is one thing that we definitely are talking about. I'd love to see the feds do the same. I do recognize, too, that there are record profits. Senator Stabenow talked a little bit about that yesterday. Gas has been at this level per barrel before, but not to the consumer, and there's a disconnect there, and she's, you know, believes that there's a lot of fraud and people that are gouging. We got to take that seriously, but ultimately my job is to try to help make sure that we give people relief as quick as possible.
One of the pillars of this conference has been a return to civility, talking about trying to get back to civility in politics. Certainly we've seen a lot of uncivil behavior from both sides over the last 4 years. Do you feel that we can return some civility into politics?
I absolutely do. You know, I am an optimist. I don't know how you could run for office and not be one, right? I was raised in a household with my dad who worked for Bill Milliken, Republican governor, my mom who worked for Frank Kelly, Democratic attorney general. We didn't agree on everything, but we could do it in a way that was not disagreeable. And if you're not talking to one another, you're never going to find common ground. And that's why, despite all the stuff I've had to deal with, you know, I don't return fire. I want to keep inviting people back to the table and find common ground, and I'm always going to do that.
You're going to be delivering the keynote speech this afternoon without any spoilers. What do you want to tell people about today?
I'm going to talk a little bit about, what we've accomplished and where I think we need to be focused on heading, a vision for Michigan. We've got a lot of wonderful things that are happening. We've got a lot of real challenges we have yet to tackle together, and so it's really going to be about how do we make Michigan a place where more people come to and our young people stay. We got a lot of work to do, but we got a lot to offer. Michigan is a remarkable place. We got 21% of the world's fresh surface water. We got phenomenal universities and community colleges and trade programs. We've got a low cost of living and a high quality of life. You can't beat it. We got a great story to tell. We got more work to do, but man, we are going to continue to put our foot on the accelerator.
Governor, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer with us on WPHM 725 at the Mackinac Policy Conference.